Today we're going to talk about you only get out what you put in. Let us pray. Eternal God, help us to know just how much effort we need to put into anything that we do so that we can get the best results. In Jesus' name, amen. The message today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19. The man of God, Elisha, was dying. King Jehoash was concerned about the military state of Israel because he knew that when Elisha died, there would be no one to give him advice regarding how to fight and overcome the enemies of Israel. The king knew from past experience that God worked through Elisha to show Israel how to overcome the difficulties they were confronted with. So the king went to Elisha and wept over him, showing his concern and saying, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. So Elisha said to King Jehoash, take up your bow, which represents your faith, and take some arrows, which stands for the word. Put your hands in my hands, which represents God's hands. Open the east window facing Aram, the enemy. Take the Lord's arrow and shoot the arrow of victory over the enemy's territory, and you will completely destroy the enemy. Elisha then said to King Jehoash something very important, because this is what God wants you to get into your spirits. He said to the king, take some arrows and strike the ground. King Jehoash took some arrows and struck the ground only 3 times. The man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. What is God trying to show us through this story? He is trying to show you and I that you can only get out what you put in. That is a major principle of life. You only get out of life what you put into life. King Jehoash struck the ground 3 times, but there was not enough dedication or zeal or drive or commitment to do the job fully. And if you've got no determination, no devotion, no zeal, no drive or commitment, you will only get out of life what you put in. You will not destroy the enemy completely. Most of you take up your bow of faith and you take the arrows of God's word and you shoot the Lord's arrow of victory across whatever you are confronted with. And God's word will hit the target. You can have no doubt about it. Because God's word never fails. It never fails to hit the target. Because Psalm 119, verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You see, God's word stands firm in the heavens. It will hit that target, but you and I must follow through with determination, zeal, drive, commitment, and devotion, or you'll only get out what you put in. Some of you think that just because you believe in Jesus, your faith will get you whatever you want. That's true to a certain extent, but your faith must be tested. Otherwise, you will not achieve your goals in life. You will get nothing. You see, from nothing comes nothing. Your faith will only fully mature when faced with difficulties, problems, and opposition. Have you got problems? Well, let me tell you something. No problems, no blessings. Small problems, small blessings. Big problems, big blessings. Have you got problems? Because if you have, hallelujah. Because God's gonna solve them for you. Because your faith is ready to be tested. And that's what God wants. Because the testing of your faith will help you to mature and face up to and overcome the difficulties of life. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Because faith is a fight. Faith is a race. And in order to achieve your goals in life, you will have to use your faith with determination, zeal, drive, commitment, because you only get out, and I'll say it again, you only get out what you put in. One of the most enduring races is the marathon. For most of that race, the runners run up and down and around the countryside, seeing different views and sceneries, before finally coming into the stadium for the final couple of laps before the finishing of the race. In the old days, people didn't prepare for the marathon as well as they do today. And the runners often used to fall down on the track with exhaustion as they staggered to the finishing line. The fact is that competition in life has increased tremendously. And it takes a lot out of you physically now than it used to. And people need to prepare a lot more than they ever did before. Only the fittest survive. Only the best succeed. And to achieve that, the more you put in whatever you do, the more you'll get out. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
This is the story of David, who was a believer, and Goliath, who was an unbelieving Philistine.
Think about David and Goliath. Only 5 small stones and a sling. Shepherd boy David. David's side. Mr. Samson was a strong guy, only with his head. You better use your brain, boy. You'll reach your peak. Don't fear, don't fear, don't fear.
the way to be a winner. And if you go the same way, the Lord will be your shepherd too.
Think about David.
Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, forever and ever. Amen.